This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. Yvonne Munoz was angry when she arrived at ReMERGE, a prison diversion program for women and mothers. She felt like the world had it out for her. But after she graduated the program, she realized she had something specific to give back, leadership from her own experience. Today, she works as an RSS, or guide, for women coming into the program. She came to the StoryCorps mobile booth with coworker Caitlin Black Salinas to talk about overcoming and giving back.
What year did you enter the program?
February 6, 2012.
Okay, so what was life like before you became a participant of the program?
My life was, it was pretty chaotic. I was on drugs, I was committing crimes, I was homeless, I was cold sometimes, I was hot sometimes, I was hungry sometimes, slept in cars, slept on my mom's porch. I was lost.
Mm-hmm. So how have you overcome that?
I leaned a lot on the program, like they're a second parent. Like they were the dad that was missing, or they had the things that my mom didn't possess. So within the program, I just leaned on the program and stopped trying to get things from my mom or approval or support. And I let the program do what they said that they could do for me.
What's one piece of advice you would give a new participant in the program?
Don't be scared. I think that's all it is keeping it simple. They know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared. I think they know what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Change is scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we could share all our fears and all our troubles and all our sacrifices and tell them our whole life story. Everything that happened, what a sponsor wants us to do, a mentor, a life coach, a therapist, you know, we don't want to share that with them, because we believed in our hearts that them, especially therapists or counselors or life coaches, didn't have to experience the life we did. And if they did, why did it take so long for anybody to care about us? Because this stuff happened to us when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
And when things happen to us when we're small and we engage in some of the abuse and we feel that shame and that guilt, and now you want us to share it with somebody that's an authority figure, we feel like, you know, we're bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want you to see us that way, because you're telling us that you're trying to help us. But once you start to find out that I engaged in some of the abuse and not knowing that it was wrong at the time and knowing that it was wrong at the time, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary to share.
Which is why your role at ReMERGE is like so important and so real and just so helpful. And before today, I didn't know that you created that role. So, like, that's huge. Like, you're able to connect with the ladies in ways that I can't, because I haven't been there. I haven't experienced what you have experienced. And so your ability to do that is much greater than mine. And you saw that need. I think it's different when there's an RSS who's actually been through the program, mm-hmm. knows how to jump through those hoops that we throw out. Your role is probably the most important role in the program. Do you see it as the most important role?
No. I think your role is the most important role. You're the therapist.
I don't. I think that your role is the most, like, I don't know. I can't relate to the ladies as well as you can. And I think you do such a good job at it. And it's so inspiring. And I look up to you in so many ways that I don't think you know.
Well, thank you.
But I want you to hear that.
Thank you.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.